Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, April Becker running for CD3 on the Republican ticket. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food-insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your furnace breaks down today? We fix it today. Why freeze for days while your furnace is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get warm again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 and we'll fix it today. That's 323-5585 or online at NevadaHeating.com.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. You have a great hotel here. Mike Pegerman's invested a ton of money into this place to make it just gorgeous. Tell people what they can expect when they come down and stay.
A real quality experience, Sam, and the rooms you've stayed in them, they're good size, very well appointed, clean, and for about $65 Sunday through Thursday right now through the winter, after you're done with your meetings, you take a nice, beautiful scenic drive and come stay in a very nice, beautiful room. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Nevada Newsmaker Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program for the first time, attorney April Becker. She is running as a Republican candidate for CD3 against Susie Lee. And in her last race, she ran against Lita Nicole Canizzaro and only lost by 631 votes. But that's the way it is in the election world.
Yes.
A lot of people who are watching or listening to the show are not familiar with you. So would you tell us a little bit about yourself? Let's start there.
Well, I am an attorney. I'm a mom. I've got three children, all born here. My husband was born here. My oldest daughter just had a grandbaby, so I've been very excited about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I am an attorney. I went back to law school. I was probably 36 years old. I just didn't like the representation that our family businesses continued to get from our attorneys. And I mean, if you know anything about attorneys.
Well, you were seriously unhappy with your attorneys.
I was seriously.
To go to law school.
Hello, I'm April Becker. This is a little bit about me. This will show you, you know, it kind of goes into why I ran for office as well. But no, I went back. If you know attorneys, they don't listen to you unless you are an attorney. And I graduated from law school when I was 39. I still had three young children. One of the cases that really was bothering me, I actually took it from those attorneys and 10 months later won it. I always joke that my father-in-law finally liked me. I now represent all of our businesses and I really love the practice of law, but it's been very rewarding. I've been able to help a lot of people through pro bono. And, you know, I started thinking 2015, very unhappy with the politicians that we had, very unhappy.
Because?
2015, the commerce tax. And we always supported Republican candidates, always gave them space. We have shopping centers, we gave space for their offices, donated money. And 2015, we had a majority Republican in the state Senate, in the Assembly, and a Republican governor, and they passed the largest tax increase in the history of our state. And my husband continued to vent to me and complain, and I was mad. And I said, you know, we can't keep doing the same things that we're doing. We're supporting these politicians, these people that run for office, and they get in the position, and then they don't do what they say they're going to do. And I joked, I was like, one of us, we got to do something. One of us has to run. And he always says that he's smarter than I am because I'm the one running. But that's just a little bit about me. I'm a hard worker. I've lived in Nevada 30 years. I'm originally from Texas. And I came here when I was 21 years old just because there was more opportunities in Nevada than where I grew up. I grew up in a little town, and I was kind of expected to just get married and have kids. My grandfather, I'm the only granddaughter, my grandfather offered to pay for all of his grandchildren to go to college except me, because I was a girl, and there was no reason to send, you know, pay for a girl to go to college because I was just going to get married. And I love him, and you know, I understand that that's just the way things were back then, and that's the way things are where I'm from. So I moved out here 21 years old, and I love Nevada. I love Nevada. And it reminded me when I moved here of Texas, and just a free spirit, and I just see things changing.
So. Well, as somebody who also moved here from somewhere else, Nevada is truly the land of opportunity. Yeah. If you want to work hard, you can pretty much do anything you want to do, because we never have enough people to fill all the jobs.
Yeah.
CD3, why CD3? Describe the district and why you think that you will be a good fit.
Well, everyone knows 2020 was a rough election year. I worked really hard, and I ran in state Senate seat 6, and it was, I believe, an 8 plus Democrat favored district, which in layman's terms, it's swing, but still difficult for a Republican. There's more Democrat registered voters. I ran against the majority leader, and hard to raise money when you do that.
Sure.
I managed to raise about $1 million. I still got outspent 4-1.
Which is stunning.
I worked hard. And I won up until about a week after the election, and ultimately lost by 0.5 point. And I told my husband I would never run again. It was my first time, first experience, never gonna run again. And when I started looking at the numbers in CD3, and my friends had asked me to run for that seat several times before, and I always said no because I had kids at home. I didn't want to be in DC with kids. But when I looked at the numbers and how close it was, and even in 2020, I thought, this is why they want me to run. This is a true swing district.
It is.
And it is winnable. I think when we crunched the numbers, if I had run in 2020 and performed like I did in SD6, I would have won by, I think, 20,000 votes. So I had to break it to my husband. I told him I wasn't going to run. And he said, April, you said you weren't going to run. But I think, we have to. And I took the momentum that we had. We had an incredible grassroots group of people that came out every day, every weekend. The people that, gave me money to run that race, I just felt like I owed it to them to not walk away, but to use that momentum to just catapult into this race. And I'm thankful I did it. I think I did the right thing. We've got the redistricting now. I'm comfortable with the way that they've cut the lines. It's actually, they've moved some of the district completely to the area that I ran in SD6. So if you think about it, $5 million was spent on that district for my name recognition.
Right.
And I think it's going to help.
Yeah. And have you thought about how much it's going to cost to run this race? How much money is going to be involved in both sides when the House is going to be so close?
I am hoping to raise $5 million for this race. That's what Susie Lee raised in the last race. She's raising exactly what she did in the past, and I'm hopeful that I can raise $5 million. I think that's probably what it's going to take.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with April Becker after this timeout.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan, we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Kenny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with April Becker. She is the Republican candidate for CD3. So what are the biggest issues to you? Let's start off with the top three.
Well, the economy, obviously, with everything that's going on right now. Security issues, national security, home security, border security, and, of course, education.
All right. So let's talk about the economy. Obviously, inflation is the biggest issue.
Right.
We've seen in both the current administration and the previous administration, a huge amount of money poured into the economy because of COVID. And so, you've seen all kinds of reasons for the inflation. Do you believe that this inflation is here to stay? Do you believe that this inflation is a 1 or 2 year cycle? You're obviously in business. So how are you looking at it from a business point of view?
I tell myself, you think back to Carter years and inflation.
You're not that old.
I am. I'm a grandma. And stagflation, and it seemed like at the time the end of our country. And Ronald Reagan came in, and it was one of the best economic times that our country has ever experienced. So I have hope that if we can get this administration out, that start the process of repairing what's been done.
So you think it's going to be at least 3 years?
Oh.
Potentially before things
Absolutely.
Turn around?
They've implemented these bills that, I mean, it'll be my grandchildren's grandchildren's grandchildren. They'll never pay this off. It's almost like they're just printing money. They're spending what they don't have. And it's going to take a long time to recover from what's been happening.
Well, what's interesting is the reality is, yes, they are printing money. And it is money that we don't have. But I remember sitting down with Harry Reid in Washington a couple of years ago, and he told me we had already reached the tipping point as far as the national debt was concerned. And I said, but we don't see the results. And, we are seeing the inflation now, but you're never going to get to a situation where the country's going to be in the situation it was in with COVID, where the government, whatever party, is not forced to put in money into the economy. Would you not agree with that?
I read those bills, and yes, there was help that was needed, but there was so many things that were put into those bills that were not help. They did not help with COVID. They did not help.
Are you shocked by that?
I'm horrified, not shocked, but just...
Okay, but I mean, isn't that the way, forgive me, but isn't that the way that Washington works? I mean, within every bill, and when you're talking, the first thing I thought of, when you start talking, first of all, in trillion-dollar numbers, those are numbers that are so far beyond what any of us can conceive of.
I actually had to write it down and put all the zeros so I could just see what a large number that was.
It's an insane number. I mean, we can't even imagine what a billion is, so let alone, I mean, I can figure out what a million is, but a billion, no. A trillion, it's an insane number. So you know that a big chunk of that is going to be pork, otherwise it's not going to get passed. Is that not the way it is?
It is the way it has been, and it shouldn't be.
Okay. So what do you do about it?
Well, I fight. You don't have to go along all the time with everything that is put in front of you, and I don't agree with it. I don't agree with forcing people to pay basically socialist programs, and I don't agree with it. Well, the last bill, there were millions of dollars that were put into programs for farmers, and if you start going through it, it's not something that's going to help. You have to be a certain, it was racially motivated. Ethnic farmers got subsidies and money. It was 2,000 some odd pages of just ridiculous programs for museums, for, to send, language studies. And I don't see how that has anything to do with COVID. I always laugh as an attorney. We have a page limit. If I file a motion or pleading, we have a page limit. If you want to file more pages than that, you have to actually file a motion with the court and request a page extension. I don't think that we should have bills that are 2,000 pages long, 1,000 pages long. I think we need page limits. It's a simple thing, but nobody's reading these bills. And it's unfortunate, because I think as legislators, you should know what your putting on the people that you represent in the country.
But as a backbencher, which you would be if you went to Congress,
yes.
How long would it be before you had the opportunity to make changes? I mean,
it would be according what committees I was put on, and
it's certainly not day one.
No.
All right, so let's talk about security issues.
Yes.
Go into the first one you were talking about, personal security?
Personal security.
In what way?
Well, the programs where they're defunding police, and we are seeing the repercussions of that in these cities that are run by Democrat leaders. The crime has gone up ridiculously. I heard a report that, and I won't get the numbers exactly right, but it's the highest jump in murder rates since we've been keeping track. And people are frightened. It's usually the areas that they need the police the most, they can't afford their own security. It's great if you live in a gated, guard-gated community, but a lot of people, the majority of people don't, and that's not fair. They depend on the police and, to protect them. And I just think it's really unfair, some of the things that are being done right now. So that's as far as security from that front, personal security.
Don't you think that public opinion has come around to your way of thinking already?
Yes.
That there's an awful lot of people going, we need more police, we need to support the police? I mean, I
do. And I think that's one reason we're going to have a red wave in 2022.
Do you think the red wave is going to come because Democrats do what they did back in 2014 and just don't come out? Or as Tick Sagerblum said on this program earlier today in another recording, that they are fired up and ready to go, the Democrats?
I think that they're out of touch and don't understand what the American people want, and they're doubling down on bad policies, and I think it's going to bite them.
Do you think that there's going to be a problem with the split that occurs in both parties in this state? With the Republican Party is split in two, the Democratic Party is split in two. How do you think that's going to play into this election?
Well, I have support from both sides, and I'm proud of that.
When you say both sides, you mean both sides of the Republican?
Yes. I think we'll get our stuff together. We're going to work together, because I think we all know what the goal is, and we're going to get focused on that. I've been focused on it. My goal is taking CD3 seat back. I would love for us to be able to take the other two. I think the Democrats got greedy in their redistricting, and I think that all three of those seats being 1, 3, and 4, I think they're all up for play now.
You think that Deena Titus could potentially lose?
I do. If we run the right candidates and get behind
who
them.
Who would be the right candidate? I could see a Democrat challenging Deena, and potentially they could win.
Look at me. I'm the right candidate.
But you're running in CD3.
I am running in CD3, but we need more people like me. We need people that understand business, people that care about the state and care about the people that live here, people that can communicate and, you know, go out and it's a lot of work, people who will work and they're able to raise money, and genuine, good people.
All right, let's take another break. More with April Becker when we come back.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with April Becker. She is a Republican candidate for CD3 running against Susie Lee. I'm going to kind of roll this all into one because you were mentioning the border. So I wanted to talk about the infrastructure bill that is going to send a ton of money to Nevada. Potentially the Build Back Better bill would also, if that were to pass, which we'll see if it does or not. But with the unemployment level in the state and the number of people the number of jobs that need to be filled, I'm sure within your businesses you would love to be able to hire more people. I know that on my advertising agency side of my business, almost all my clients are desperate to get employees.
Yes.
People not wanting to come back to work. So now you're gonna funnel all this money into the state for infrastructure. Who's gonna do the work?
I don't know, it's a great question. For us,
Well, I ask the great questions. You have to come up with the great answers.
Well, you know, with our bars and restaurants, we've had to shut down half of our dining areas and all of them because we can't get people to come back to work. They're making more money staying home.
Are they still making money staying home?
Yes.
So where is that federal money they're getting? Is that state money?
I think it's coming through federal. And it's very frustrating because when you can't get staff, your quality of service goes down, the quality. It's so bad that we had, for our food delivery company, the salesperson had to go rent a truck to deliver the food. They don't even have truck drivers. So I don't know who can follow through on these plans because we're having a really hard time. So I guess they're gonna have to have very high salaries.
And is that what you think the answer is? Is a raise in salaries? And if you do that, is there any going back? Because, you know, inflation has already absorbed for all the people that got $15 an hour. They're out of luck because the costs have already gone up so far beyond that.
Yeah, I think I heard Walmart for truck drivers, they're starting out with, I think, $70,000. I heard something. It's outrageous the amount of money that it takes to get people to come in and work. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, when we get to the point of debates, are you willing to come back and debate your opponents in the primary and the general?
Absolutely.
And I'm saying general. We'll see if you get there. Just one other quick question, and we've really got about 30 seconds here. Were you concerned about immigration? Was that one of the things that was a security question for you?
Yes, when you look at, there's thousands of people that are just crossing over our borders, and we don't know who they are, we don't know why they're here, and you know, there are things in place so that we can have security on our borders. You go to any other country, you have to go through the right process to enter. That's how it should be here as well.
Right, but would you approve of a system that allowed people who are qualified to come through? And I'm presuming you're talking about the southern border, because right now, more people come through the ports of entry and overstay their visas than ever come across the southern border.
Of course, I think we should have proper ways to come to this country. This country was built by immigrants.
Right.
So absolutely, but it's got to be done the right way. And you know, there has to be some accountability and follow through on who is coming over.
And that's where we have to leave it for now. But I've enjoyed you being here. Come back again and visit with us.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts. And now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian. And at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you next time.